Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Years ago, in my teenage years, I was a bit reckless. There was a strange allure to wandering the city alone after dark. This particular night, the setting was Eastern Europe, a city with a tramway system. As the clock neared 10 p.m., I found myself at a tram station, waiting for the last tram home. Three trams approached, two of which were headed in my direction. Crucial information, as events would later reveal. The streets were empty, darkness cloaked everything, and it was just him and me. I couldn't fathom why he chose to stand so close when there was ample space to avoid any interaction. I wasn't in a sociable mood, especially not at this late hour. Lost in thought, I barely noticed a man quietly join me in the shelter. At first, I dismissed it, assuming he was another commuter, but an eerie feeling soon washed over me. When I finally glanced his way, my heart skipped a beat. He was a towering figure, bald and with piercing eyes, built like a bear. I, on the other hand, was petite and scrawny. His imposing presence wasn't what unsettled me. It was the unwavering, malevolent stare. He wanted me to feel uncomfortable, of that I was sure. A wave of weakness and cold shivers overcame me. This was far from normal. I realized I was in an unsafe situation. Missing the last tram was not an option. Walking home was out of the question, and my phone was on the brink of dying. My timid nature made it clear I couldn't confront him directly. I mustered a feeble, "Hi?" hoping to startle him out of his unsettling trance. It failed. His stare remained, a silent threat. Panic surged, but I told myself to stay calm and think. It was then that a spark of rational thought emerged. I needed to outsmart him. As trams came and went, I observed, considering my options. When one finally pulled in, I boarded, hoping he'd follow suit and leave me be. He didn't. Minutes dragged on, his gaze never waning. Ignoring him proved futile. I needed a plan. I couldn't fight him off, and walking away would likely lead to pursuit. Running would be pointless. His strides would outmatch mine. I mustered the courage to bolt out, my heart pounding. I raced back in, crouching low behind a seat, praying he hadn't seen me. As the tram rattled on, I dared to peek. I made it home, keeping my harrowing encounter to myself. It was a lesson learned. A nightmarish experience turned into a triumph. To that creepy stranger, I hope he realized that underestimating a girl can have consequences. With three stops to my destination, I knew this was my chance. When the doors opened, I hesitated. 5 seconds felt like an eternity. Instead, he stayed back, his stare undeterred. Relief turned to dread. I disembarked at the next station, hoping to escape him. But my heart sank when I spotted him approaching, clearly annoyed. His presence was suffocating, and his intentions were far from benign. As the final tram approached, my trembling legs carried me on board. I took a seat near the front, eyeing the frail old driver, blissfully unaware of my ordeal. Everything seemed normal until I reached a stretch of woods with no defined path. It was a shortcut to the party, so I ventured on. Around midway through, a sound to my left caught my attention. Turning, there, in the heart of the woods, sat a sizable man, donned as a clown with a ghastly grin. Panic surged. I attempted to call 5 different people as I passed him, but then I heard him rise behind me. I spotted a shadowy figure perched on a fallen log. My heart raced, trying to discern if it was just moonlit shadows or an actual person. I made the ill-fated decision to shine my phone light directly at it, and instant terror gripped me. Back in 2016, during the infamous killer clown epidemic, I found myself walking alone through a dimly lit forest in the UK, en route to a secluded gathering. The night was almost pitch black, and my only source of light was the flash on my phone. The fear lingered long after. Given the rumors circulating at the time about people being harmed by those disguised as clowns, I'll never know if his intentions were malevolent or simply meant to frighten. Without hesitation, I sprinted toward the end of the stretch, onto a path flanked by a barbed wire fence. I feigned a conversation with a friend, all the while hearing him in pursuit. There was no way I'd turn around to check. Vaulting over the fence, I felt the sting of barbs slicing my hands. I spun around, still running backward, and saw the clown standing behind the fence, fixated on me with that chilling smile. I didn't stop until I reached the party. The fear lingered long after. Given the rumors circulating at the time about people being harmed by those disguised as clowns, I'll never know if his intentions were malevolent or simply meant to frighten. The fear lingered long after. Regardless, it was an eerie and harrowing experience. So, to the clown in the woods, let's not meet again.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The realm of psychedelics and their link to otherworldly experiences has fascinated humans for eons. Call it audacious, but I felt compelled to share this tale. Sobriety might have altered the course, but the essence of my journey was spiritual growth. I paid homage, danced with abandon, sought guidance, and ultimately, I beheld it, with no negative repercussions. While it's tempting to dismiss this as a product of psychedelic influence or a quirk in the photograph, I find myself unable to entirely reconcile it as such. Every element felt purposeful, as if I glimpsed an alternate reality where my existence ceased. The lingering pain in my chest persisted, prompting a visit to the doctor, who assured me of my well-being. Since then, my circumstances remain largely unchanged, allowing myself to be an instrument for the moon's influence. An uncanny trance ensued, but fear pulled me back. Reuniting with my brother, a profound sense of déjà vu swept over me. It was different. I settled on a rock near the spot of the peculiar image. The moon, framed between evergreens, became my sanctuary. I implored for protection, engaging in a makeshift ritual. Raising my gaze, I encountered those eyes, permeating the trees, the sky, enveloping me. Guiding words echoed in my mind, "Don't doubt the power," reverberating with each step. Weariness gripped my limbs, and my heartbeat raced, seeking solace. Just before leaving, I decided to capture one final image on my phone. Zooming in out of curiosity, an eye-like form caught my attention, evoking a sensation of an omnipotent presence observing me. Your conversation provided a reassuring sense of security, prompting me to partake in the planned ritual with the weed. With gratitude towards the guiding spirits, I paid tribute through dance, greeted by a vista of unparalleled beauty. Yet, in a curious turn, I distinctly heard my name. To my astonishment, it was my brother and his girlfriend atop the cliff, who somehow tracked me down, despite not accompanying me initially. The distance turned out greater than anticipated, and with the influence of mushrooms and the plan for later indulgence in weed, a sense of unease crept in. Nevertheless, I persevered and reached the coveted spot. The landscape was nothing short of awe-inspiring, offering a canvas for countless captivating photographs. As the day waned, I decided to venture towards a pond indicated by a sign, embarking on a spiritual journey amidst the breathtaking Rocky Mountains in Denver. Colorado was an experience that unfolded unexpectedly. Attending the 2023 conference, I chose solitude for this hike with the intention to explore the profound Greetings. I'm a bus driver in a quaint English town, and I believe I had an encounter with a passenger spirit on my route. This transpired 2 nights ago, and I've been with this bus company for over 8 years, consistently navigating the same route for the past 3. Over time, I've come to know some regulars, young and old, ferrying them to work or their daily errands. I often lend a hand, assisting elderly passengers with their shopping and whatnot. Among my passengers was Jane, whom I've been driving for the entirety of those 3 years. She's an elderly woman battling dementia. For the most part, she managed well, with only occasional moments of confusion. I exercise patience, always ready to lend a hand. Her condition took a downturn in the last 6 months, culminating in a distressing incident on my bus. I had to halt, working to calm her while a fellow passenger contacted her son. He arrived, offering his gratitude and promising a token of appreciation for my help. Despite my insistence that it wasn't necessary, he took my number and departed with his mother. I didn't see Jane again after that day. However, I did cross paths with her son at the shops. He informed me that Jane's condition had worsened, rendering her unable to leave the house. I expressed my gratitude for the update and requested to be kept informed about her well-being. Fast forward to last night, around 11:30 p.m. during my late-night shift. As I approached Jane's house, an inexplicable urge compelled me to stop at her regular bus stop. Though I could see no one waiting, the urge was overpowering. Opening the doors, a chill swept in before I closed them and continued on. A palpable presence lingered, and a few stops later, I sensed someone near my cab. Once again, I stopped, opened the doors, and felt the presence depart. Puzzled, I carried on. I'm a firm believer in the paranormal, so when I received a call this morning from Jane's son, informing me of her passing around 11 p.m. 2 nights ago, I was overcome with emotion. The peculiar sensations I experienced that night returned to me at the funeral. I took the day off to attend, and afterwards, I paid a visit to the son's house for the wake, which was just 30 seconds from the stop where I had felt the presence depart. Is this a flight of fancy? Or did I truly escort Jane's spirit to her son's home one final time? I'm yearning for validation, to find solace in the belief that I granted her a final visit before she embarked on her next journey. Living near the Appalachian Mountains adds an eerie dimension to my story. I'm an enthusiastic runner, using exercise to steer clear of bad habits. The greenway behind my house offers a beautiful track for running and biking, bustling with people during daylight hours. About a week ago, I took a detour through the greenway to visit a friend. By the time I returned, the sun was setting, casting long shadows on the path. Walking alone in the encroaching darkness, I kept my flashlight trained ahead, my nerves on edge. Then, I distinctly heard my grandma's voice calling my name from the tree line. It was so vivid, so real, that I turned around in an instant only to be gripped by a chilling realization. My grandma had passed away. It rattled me to the core, but I tried to rationalize it as a product of my paranoia. Just a hallucination, I told myself. Yet, a mere minute later, fear compelled me to whirl around with my flashlight. That's when I saw it. A gray mass, resembling a person hurtling towards me at breakneck speed in the pitch-black night. I let out a scream that would put the bravest to shame and sprinted like my life depended on it. I've never run faster. When I got home, I tried to dismiss it as my imagination running wild, my nerves getting the better of me. However, a week later, I'm still haunted by the memory. The voice was so vivid, so undeniably real, and the figure pursuing me looked all too tangible. I've heard the tales of skinwalkers, and while I'm skeptical of their existence, my experience eerily mirrors those recounted in Skinwalker Encounters. It's left me questioning the very foundations of what I believe.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.